I have no idea. I mean, it's a question for him, for Chevy and those guys. So I don't know, to be honest. I think we did a big step forward this year, and so we'll see what happens next year.
How do you feel your year was overall, now that you can, I know it's only a day, but to look back as to how the season went for you?
Well, it was a tough year, that's for sure, the lockout situation, but I think we did a good job. We battled so hard all season long, but our goal was to make a playoffs, and we didn't do it. So really disappointing that, the season's over, that's for sure. But, I was really, really happy that I was able to play, 44 games, that's for sure. And, I was really happy that Claude had a confidence in me. But like I said, really disappointing we didn't make it. So, hopefully it will be better next year.
You told us last night that world championships were hopeful for you. Have you heard anything yet?
Yeah, not yet. I just talked to the coach a few weeks ago, and I told him that if we are out of the playoffs, I would like to go. I don't feel like it's over right now, to be honest. I just don't want to go home and do nothing. I want to keep playing, and this is a chance to keep playing. So probably next few days I'm gonna go to Stockholm and get ready for a championship.
Hunter, do you think the 48 games taught this team more about how to win or what it takes to win than an 82-game season would have?
It's a tough question. I think, like I said, we did a step forward, and it was a short season, 48 games. Wasn't room for bad games, and it's tough to say. I mean, I think we learned how to win the games, that's for sure. And I don't know if it's because 48 games or 82 games, we learn how to close games, again, we could play against everybody, but it just wasn't good enough.
What are your thoughts as you consider next year with the new alignment, maybe the division, the conference?
Yeah, well, looking forward. It's gonna be great for us. The travel is gonna be a little bit better, but in the same time we're gonna play against really good teams. And I really enjoyed the time in Florida, so I'm gonna be sad a little bit, but looking forward. The travel is gonna be better for us. It's not gonna be an excuse there. But like I said, we're going to play against a really good team. So we got to be ready, and it's going to be fun.
What's it going to take for this team to be a playoff team?
Again, tough question. We got a lot of young guys. The organization wants to go. They want to go. They want to build a team. They want to bring young guys. And I think it's a great way. I think the organization going to the right direction. But... again, I think those games, like, we lost 5 in a row, beginning of the year, lost, 6 in a row. That's the thing that's going to kill us, and I think we got to be better there, and hopefully we're going to be.
How would you grade your play this season?
What's that?
How would you grade your play this season?
How I play last this year, or what do you mean?
Put a grade on it or an evaluation?
Of course, can be better, but that... With that lockout situation and stuff like that, I was just happy we play, and I was happy to play those games, and I feel really good in the net. I think the guys in front of me play well, but all of us have to make the next step to make a playoffs, and all of us has to be better, it's starting pretty much now, I'm just tired to go home that soon. It's just the way I don't want to play. So the goal is going to be same next year, to make a playoffs. I've been in the league for 6 years and I never made it. So that's kind of disappointing. And I want to change that, that's for sure.
What will you do differently this offseason, if anything?
I'm gonna come early, probably. That's for sure. I'm not gonna spend the summer probably in Czech. I'm planning to come here and go to Montreal, and I just, you know, my goal is going to be just try something different, that's for sure. Last few years I did the same thing, and this summer I'm going to try to change something.
Why Montreal?
Where?
Why Montreal?
I always train there. It's going to be my 7 year, probably, or 6 year there. And it's my agent, trainers there. So a few guys from Czech Republic train there and stay there during the summer. So, you know, I'm going to go there a little bit early. Yeah, thank you.
Do you get bogged down in stats at all, like your own? No. Or you just worry about the fundamentals?
You know what? Only thing I worry about is the wins, right? And to help the team to get the win. You know, the stats, of course, everybody looking at, you know, I know what my stat is. It's not great, but like I said, I'm worried about the win. If you're going to win 9-8, and my goal, you know, the goal average is going to be 8 goals, and we're going to make the playoffs, who care? So I never was the guy that look at the stats, but I know what's going on, and, you know, it's not great.
Why aren't they better?
What's that?
Why aren't the stats better, you think?
I don't know. It's tough to say. I mean, tough question. I would like to have an answer, but if I know what was wrong, you know, my stats is pretty much same all year. So, but be serious. I just looking for wins, and you know, that for me it's the most important thing in the stats, and so, you know, hopefully the stats gonna be better next year.
Yeah.
You never saw any of the teams that you're going to be playing against next season.
What's that again?
Because you never saw any of the teams that you're going to be playing against next season. Do you spend some time over the summer?
Well, I saw them in TV.
That's right. Are you going to spend some time?
You know, my one of the best friends playing in Chicago, so I know the team pretty well, and it's going to be tough. Like I said, it's going to be tough. Those teams play really well. You know, it's going to be tough to play, especially in their buildings. You just gotta be ready. I mean, that's you know, we're not gonna have any help. That's for sure from another teams we had this year, I think, and it's gonna be a little bit tougher. But you know, like I said, I think we're gonna be ready. It's gonna be a great season. Looking forward. It's gonna be first time that, you know, last year was the first year. This year was a lockout situation. So next year it's gonna be first year that, you know, everybody gonna feel home and everybody gonna feel ready to go. So looking forward.
Andrew, coming to training camp would be more normal.
Yeah, it's going to be more normal. And like I said, everybody's really excited about it. And I am pretty sure everybody can't wait to next season starting.